If the election results are a rebuke to President Bush, consider what they mean for Karl Rove, one of the president's closest advisors. Rove had been dubbed the boy wonder for orchestrating President Bush's two presidential victories and the last midterm election gains for the Republicans. Yesterday, though, at a news conference, the president took a dig at Rove when asked about a reading competition between the two.
I'm losing. I obviously was working harder in the campaign than he was.
Joining us to talk about Karl Rove is Paul Burka. He's the executive editor of Texas Monthly and has known Rove for the last 20 years. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Well, just a week ago, Rove was predicting the Republicans would win both in the House and the Senate, and Democrats were wondering, gee, what does he know that we don't know? So why were Rove's calculations so off?
I think Karl's feelings for why the Republicans were still going to do well was that the Republicans have a traditional edge in closing that consists of three things. One is the ability of the president to get out and campaign, which is very powerful. One is money. The Republicans usually outspend the Democrats. This time that edge was narrowed. And the third is organization. The Republicans have a better ability to get out the vote than Democrats do. But when you have a national wave like this, all of that goes out the window.
Rove's famous strategy was to court the conservative base at the expense of the middle. That failed with this election. So is that strategy now dead?
I think Karl fundamentally believes that the way to win in politics today is to divide the electorate, that he regards America as fundamentally a conservative country, and if you force people to choose between left and right, they will choose right. And therefore, something I've heard him often say is, there are no undecided, there are only uncommitted. And so what he tries to do is to force people to make a commitment. I think that's a winning strategy. It has proved to be a winning strategy. But when you're losing a war and you've got Jack Abramoff issues all over the place, none of that matters. So I don't think that Rove is to blame for anything. I think there just wasn't a situation in which he could win. I mean, if it's anybody's fault, it's the president's fault. It's his policies in Iraq that have not been successful.
So what will his role be going forward? Will he have an active role in the 2008 elections?
I think it's much more immediate, really, than the 2008 election, that what the Republicans have to do is to try to figure what issues should they go forward with in order to put the Democrats on the defensive. Now, meanwhile, the Democrats are going to want to put the Republicans on the defensive, and so Rove is going to have to be defending the White House against investigations, against demands for documents, and against demands for changes in Iraqi policy. So he has a huge role because he has to devise the intellectual content of the White House's response to the Democratic majority.
Well, given the results of the elections, has his capital diminished in the White House?
I don't think Rove's capital has diminished in the White House because, first of all, he is still one of the oldest and longest-lasting and closest people to George W. Bush. But also, Rove is the best they've got. If they can't win with Karl Rove, then they can't win. And I think it's Rove's job to create a situation where the Democrats will mess it up and the Republicans will not get the blame for that happening.
Paul Burka, thank you for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
Paul Burka is the executive editor of the Texas Monthly magazine.